want to buy her a gift, but I only have a little money. What can I give her?
You know, not every gift has to be bought with money. There are other things that you can do too. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and you're definitely in the right place. Get ready for a great story to help you grow your faith. But first, let's hear a scripture to get us started. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote this to his friends in the church of Galatia. Now, can you guess what book it's found in? That's right, the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Here's what it says. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Our story today is called A Gift of Me. 50 cents is all the money I have left, and that won't buy much of a gift for Mrs. Morgan, thought Angela as she passed Mrs. Morgan's house. It was just the kind of day her neighbor liked, cool air and lots of bright sunshine. But Mrs. Morgan was sick and in the hospital. I hope she has a window in her hospital room, thought Angela. When Dad came home, Angela asked if he had any idea what gift she could get Mrs. Morgan with only a little money. Dad thought about it. I don't know, he said. Do you want me to add some money to what you already have? No, it wouldn't really be from me then, said Angela. I want to get something for her with my own money. Then how about an advance on your allowance, suggested Dad. Angela hesitated. I guess that would be okay, she said. I thought about earning some more money, but Mrs. Morgan is the only one who ever hires me to help her. She looked at Dad. Is there anything I could do for you to earn money? Well, maybe, said Dad. But Angela, there are many ways of giving, he added. Your gift to Mrs. Morgan doesn't have to be something you buy. The Bible tells us to bear one another's burdens. What do you think that means? Angela thought for a moment. I think it means we should help others when they're going through hard times, she said. Right, said Dad. Maybe your gift to Mrs. Morgan could be something to show her that you're sharing her troubles. He tousled Angela's hair on the way out to the garage. Think about it. Angela did think about it, or at least she tried to. She couldn't really imagine what Mrs. Morgan was going through. She was a widow with no family living close by. I'll try to see her a couple times a week, thought Angela. And I don't think anyone's watering her plants or bringing her mail in. I can do all those things too. Maybe that's the kind of gift Dad meant, a gift of myself. I'll do all I can to help Mrs. Morgan. So how about you? Do you know someone who needs help? Maybe you have a friend who is sick or a neighbor who can't keep up with their yard work. Is there a way you could help that person bear their burdens? Perhaps you could help them by raking leaves, running errands, or just stopping by to visit every once in a while. Whatever you do, I'm sure they'll appreciate it, and God will too. Our key verse today is Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And our key thought? Help others. You know, the Keys for Kids stories aren't all we do here at Keys for Kids. We even have a website where you can play games and make crafts and even learn about God. Just go to itoadu.com. To spell that, it's itoadu.com. When you go there, you'll meet a friendly camp counselor whose name is Jamie, and he'll show you around the camp. And you can decorate your very own cabin with things from the camp store. So check out itoadu.com today. And as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.